We're doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim, and we might wonder how come a simple person can bless us. We said it doesn't require any big tzaddik to do Birkat Kohanim, and the answer is that the blessing comes from Hashem. Hashem says, they will place my name on Israel, and I will ultimately bless them. Meaning they're doing their mitzvah, and Hashem says, out of His compassion, He will make the blessings come true. A person who's in mourning, during the 7 days, he leaves the congregation when they do Birkat Kohanim. He doesn't do Birkat Kohanim. And that is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that right after the Shiva, he may partake of Birkat Kohanim. The Ramah, the Ashkenazi custom is that all 12 months over a person's parent and over any other relative for the full 30 days, he does not do Birkat Kohanim. That's the Ashkenazi custom. I don't know. The Jerusalem custom is that they do Birkat Kohanim in the house of a mourner, and if the Avel himself is a Kohen, so he exits at the time that they call the Kohanim, because he cannot partake of Birkat Kohanim.